Support for this podcast comes from San Francisco International Airport. Some want it all. SFO wants zero. Zero landfill waste, net carbon, and net energy by 2030. Learn more about the triple zero goal at flysfo.com. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Mavi Bolaños in San Francisco, and here are your state headlines. California is getting $15 million from the federal government to begin building floating solar panels and irrigation canals. Floating solar panels not only provide energy, they also save water by reducing evaporation on those canals. Plus, they don't require any land space. Representative Jared Huffman says these panels will be essential in combating climate change and providing Californians with cleaner energy.
Photovoltaic solar is the cheapest electricity we can make in California right now. And so the more of it we can bring online, especially for something like our water system, which is the biggest energy demand in the state, you're just achieving all of these multiple benefits, including price of electricity.
The panels will be used to gather information on water efficiency and clean energy, which can be used for a larger scale implementation in the future. Huffman says floating solar panels may be seen around California within the coming months. Shuttered Madera Community Hospital has cleared yet another hurdle in the path to reopening. As KVPR's Carrie Klein reports, it's been approved for a $57 million interest-free loan.
The interest-free loan comes from the state's Department of Healthcare Access and Information. It's the latest step in an ownership transition that could see the facility reopen later this year. The loan was first announced last summer, but the hospital needed a concrete reopening plan in order to qualify. In the last year and a half, the facility has declared bankruptcy, and two deals to take it over and revive it have fallen through. At a hearing next week, a judge is set to review the hospital's restructuring plan. He is also likely to hear arguments against it, brought by a Madera nonprofit and a major health insurance company. For the California Report, I'm Carrie Klein in Fresno.
A community in Red Bluff was recently notified that their water had high concentrations of chemicals called PFAS. Data shows that the site has had high levels of contamination for several years. Jefferson Public Radio's Justin Higginbottom reports.
Residents at Friendly Acres Mobile Home Park were given bottled water and warned about possible contamination in their well due to high levels of per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances. Those chemicals, collectively called PFAS, are used in products like nonstick cookware and waterproof clothing. They've been linked to health impacts, including cancer. Anna Reed researches PFAS at the environmental nonprofit Natural Resources Defense Council.
Our body has a hard time getting rid of them, so they build up in our body. So if you think about PFOA or PFOS, which is what we're talking about in these wells, they have half-lives of 4, 5, 10 years. It takes years for a PFAS that we ingest to eventually come out.
California passed legislation in 2020 requiring that if certain kinds of PFAS are found at high enough levels, then action is required, like closing or treating the well. But the well at Friendly Acres has had levels requiring this response since 2020. For the California Report, I'm Justin Higginbottom.
National parks have been called America's best idea, but a recent study says these parks are increasingly threatened by human-caused air pollution. The parks with the biggest risk are all here in California. KVPR's Joshua Yeager takes us into the heart of the most polluted park, according to the study's authors.
Recent winter storms have left an idyllic scene at Kings Canyon National Park. The sun shines over a meadow buried under a couple feet of snow. It's mid-March, and it's beginning to melt, creating a small stream through the grove of giant sequoias towering above. All of this is in stark contrast to what a report from the National Parks Conservation Association lays out. They say Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks are the most polluted in the nation. Two other parks in the state, Mojave and Joshua Tree, also rank high. Mark Rose is with the conservation group that prepared the study, using data provided by the Park Service.
Places like Los Angeles, Bakersfield, Fresno regularly rank as the most polluted cities.
Rose says the pollution problem doesn't start at the parks. The nearby San Joaquin Valley Basin is one of the most polluted in the country.
So it's not a surprise that that same pollution that is impacting, you know, cities here in California is then making its way up to our national parks.
Much of the pollution comes from vehicles, large-scale agriculture, and oil and gas production.
The borders on national parks are, they're just lines on a map. They're not walls that protect the parks from this pollution.
Rose says contaminants can have big impacts on protected ecosystems. Ozone, for example, harms a plant's ability to photosynthesize. The report notes drought and wildfire risks are also problems at the parks and impact visibility. Rose says there's been some progress since the last report published 5 years ago, but he says bigger solutions, such as increasing the number of zero-emission vehicles and reducing fossil fuel production, are necessary.
The one silver lining is that the benefits that we can get for communities, for our national parks, and for our climate are all the same. They're all coming from the same sources of pollution.
And people are taking notice of the bad air. Anthony Specchio visited the parks with his family on a recent Sunday. At the start of the pandemic, he moved to Badger, a small mountain community near the park entrance. He was surprised when he measured the air quality and picked up similar readings to those in Southern California.
We're up in the mountains. It looks all peaceful and trees and everything. We're like, oh, so nice and fresh. And people come up and are like, it's actually not as fresh as you would think.
Specchio says he wants to keep living in his mountain home and thinks he may stay here long term.
I'm pretty happy where we're at. You know, it has a lot of other perks, but yeah, it's definitely something to be concerned about.
He says he isn't super sensitive to the bad air, and if he doesn't check the AQI, sometimes he can't even tell. But that doesn't mean the pollution isn't here. For the California Report, I'm Joshua Yeager in Kings Canyon National Park.
And that is the California Report for Tuesday, April 9th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Maddie Bolaños. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from Monterey Bay Aquarium, inspiring conservation of the ocean through amazing live exhibits and global action to protect the ocean from plastic pollution, climate change, and overfishing. The California Healthcare Foundation, listening to Black Californians, a new study on how the healthcare system undermines the pursuit of good health, on the web at chcf.org/LBCA. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a healthy, resilient, secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org.
Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app, Star One Credit Union, in your best interest. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.